We've got the Avon Family Safety Fair and Kids Treasure Hunt, and here to tell us more about that, Joe Matusak and Tim Capretta joining us here in studio. Guys, how are we today?
Great. How are you?
Doing good.
So far, so good. And, well, I probably should have asked you guys that one at a time because you both answered in unison. That was crazy how that worked out. But we'll start with some of the basic details here, guys. Where and when exactly is all this going down this weekend?
That's this Saturday from 10 to 2. At the Home Depot in Avon Commons, and it's the fifth year of the Avon Home Depot Safety Fair and Kids Treasure Hunt.
Tim, we'll come over to you here in just a moment here, but Joe, you were telling me earlier that I think when people look at this and they see on the surface it's a family safety fair and kids treasure hunt, it's so much more than that. And as you put to me earlier, it's really kind of one of these getting to know your neighbor events.
That's exactly it. It's, you know, a lot of the community comes out. A lot of the vendors are from the community. So a lot of the stores will be from Avon Commons. We have seven restaurants coming out, including Zoop and Barry's Bagels, Applebee's. And all of those are right in the general vicinity. Heinen's comes in and they donate a basket. We'll also have Costco there and, you know, other stores from the area. But it's also a great opportunity to meet your neighbors there who shop in that vicinity and getting to know the managers of some of these establishments. And again, as you know, getting to know your neighbor, but it's also safety themed. So a lot of the vendors bring along, like Reed Allen from State Farm will bring safety helmets for bicycles for the kids. And Cleveland Clinic will bring some things as well from the Avon Hospital. So it is geared toward kids and safety. One of the things that we're really proud of is Mitchell's has been a partner for 5 years now. And as the kids go through all the different vendors and meet some of the people and go to the safety vehicles, the hook and ladders, the DARE car, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, they get little signatures. And after they get the signatures from some of these vendors, they then get a safety diploma. And with that safety diploma, they get a free ice cream cone at Mitchell's.
Wow. All right. So you get ice cream if you behave and you go where you're supposed to go. Well, Tim, tell us about some of the safety features and the safety activities that will be going on this Saturday.
Yeah, so this is a great event for all these kids to get involved in part of what we do at the Home Depot, along with some of the different vendors that are there for us. Like we have the police department is going to come out and they will give you an ID for the children. So if they happen to be lost, there's an easy way for the parents to identify the children. And also we have a lot of the different snippet used to come out, or the haircut place would come out and they would give haircuts and color your hair for you right there on site. And you know, the kids seem to really enjoy that. We have a lot of the mascots are there. We have Homer's there, and we get some of the local sports teams come out there and do dance contests with the kids. And it's really a good involved opportunity for us at the Home Depot, along with the community, to welcome all the kids to the neighborhood and learn a little bit more about what they need and what we could do for them.
What about the treasure hunt? Because there's a treasure hunt that's associated with this as well. What are the details with the treasure hunt? What do the kids have to do on this treasure hunt?
Well, they are given, when they come to registration, they're given a sheet of paper, and there are eight names on the sheet of paper, and they have to go to all eight of those vendors, which are the Avon Police Department and the Fire Department, the Ohio Highway Patrol, the Metro Parks, the Lorain County Sheriff, and they need signatures from each one of them. And when they accumulate all the signatures, that's when they get the safety diploma. But they have to find these vendors. So that's the hunt. And then their treasures, the Mitchell's ice cream.
Couldn't think of a better treasure myself. I mean, you get some Mitchell's ice cream, you're doing pretty well in life. No question about that. Now, there's also an enter to win table here as well. What are the details here with the enter to win table? I know there are a few different vendors involved here.
We have a basket from Heinen's, and they do a nice basket. So it'll be, you know, different non-perishable food items, And so that will be one. We have the Residence Inn by Marriott in Avon, and they give us an overnight stay with breakfast the following morning. And then we have some local manufacturers, not local, but manufacturers such as 3M, Safety First, and Kitty, who give us some of manufacturer items such as smoke detectors and earphones and protective eyeglass wear and things like that, which we put into a Home Depot bucket, and that'll be a third item that you can enter to win.
Very nice. Now, with these manufacturers and the representatives who are there, they're also going to be there to answer any questions that you might have about home project needs this time of the year. You know, a lot of people like to get those done before the weather gets to be pretty awful outside. I mean, the sun's shining right now. Let's hope that that continues. But, you know, they're on hand there to answer a bunch of questions also. And I would imagine that's a huge part of this as well, because people take safety in different ways. But that's a really big part of the whole safety feature of this, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. We have everybody there from our interior renovation people to our some of our vendors, like Spectracide will be there, and they'll be able to answer any of your questions, how to winterize your house for the bug season. And then we have some of the other vendors that were coming out was
have Loctite,
and then I believe the Bear Paint Bear Rep paint. Will be there. So you know, all those winter projects for painting and how to, you know, what you need, a different fastener or a different anything like that. All our associates in the store will be there to answer all those questions as well.
This is a great place if you're a young couple and want to bring your kids. Your kids can meet the sheriffs and the police department, sit in a fire truck. But, you know, meet some of the service companies in Avon. But also, they can learn about some of the safety tips, as in smoke detectors and fire extinguishers and ladders and those types of things. So, again, it's more of a family type event.
And it all opens up with comments made by the mayor, right? Mayor Jensen will be there?
Mayor Jensen will be there. He has opened the event for the last 5 years. And as soon as that happens, the music begins, the mascots come out. As Tim was mentioning, we have the Lake Erie Crushers. We'll have them out there, and Applebee's has theirs. Panda Express will have a panda. There's probably six or seven mascots that come out and dance, shake hands, take pictures. It's pretty neat how all that comes together.
On-site DJ as well.
On-site DJ?
On-site DJ.
Okay, very nice. Now, this is, of course, taking place Saturday, September 28th. That's this Saturday from 10 to 2 in the Avon Home Depot parking lot right in front of the Garden Center. Now, there are 50 different participants at this year's event. This is the fifth straight year that you guys have done this as well. How much has this grown since day one?
When it first started and I started helping out, it was probably 20, 25 vendors with a hook and ladder and a police van. And now it's about 50 vendors and 30 vehicles. And, you know, Tim's seen it grow.
I've been working with Joe for 5 years on this event, and it's just every year. It's just amazing to us at the store. How big and how involved the community is getting with this, and they look forward to it every year, so we expect next year to be even bigger. So Joe does a great job for us, and he's been rocking it for the last 5 years.
From the Home Depot perspective, Tim, tell us how cool that is to kind of house all of this with all these community members, you know, really kind of hosting a meeting of the neighbors event with safety and the treasure hunt still involved. How neat is that from the store's perspective?
Oh, it's great. I mean, just to see the excitement in all the kids and, you know, us as the store associates being able to help them and learn about the safety, answer any questions that they might have. I mean, just the feedback that we get from it is just amazing. They look forward to it, and they sometimes come in and ask us when it's going to happen. So it's good to know that, you know, that we could be there for them and that we could help them answer some of their biggest safety concerns.
Good stuff. Well, gentlemen, we appreciate the time. Thank you guys so much for stopping in. we're going to call on you again, my friend, because you've got the Pearls of Wisdom dinner coming up 1 month from tomorrow. Is that hard to believe? Because you and I have been talking about this for a few months, but the Pearls of Wisdom dinner is a month from tomorrow. My guess is for you, as busy as you've been with this, the next 31 days are going to fly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're putting the final details together, and there are quite a few of those, you know, from auction items, live and silent. Just getting the tables set up and who's sitting at the tables, and you know, we have some entertainment this year, and it just the details from the place settings to the centerpieces to the music to all the things that will be shown on screens behind the speakers. And Holly Serrano is going to be our MC this year, and our keynote, as you and I talked about, is Tom Arnold.
Should be awesome. Tom Arnold has been a legend in Hollywood for many, many years now, so that'll be a lot of fun for sure. Well, Joe, Tim, thank you guys again for coming in. What's up?
And Tim Alcorn will be there.
That's right.
The new radio voice of the Cavaliers.
That's exciting enough, and he will have one regular season game under his belt at that point, because the day before the Pearls of Wisdom dinner, he's calling the Cavaliers-Orlando Magic game down in Orlando, so he will have called one game already by the time the dinner happens. So that makes it even cooler, doesn't it?
We're going to have a meet and greet with Tim. He'll be signing things. He will be available for photographs in the lobby.
Tim and Tom, right?
Yes.
They both kind of take TNT. Center stage. Yeah, TNT. Good stuff. Well, Joe, Tim, thank you guys for coming in studio. This is a lot of fun. We hope that everybody's able to come out on Saturday.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Paul.